Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Friday. This is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. Thank God for all you that are listening to this broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to this broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403, 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. Those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com, the G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So, amen and amen. Thank God for another blessed Friday, another opportunity. And for those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, you know Fridays and Saturdays are given to Brother Lee and the Handmaidens, Heart to Heart. And I will be joining them tonight. And as we wait for my brother to come on, those of you that are listening now, won't you join in with me in prayer and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, once again, we're grateful for another blessed day. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity you've given us to share your word to those who are listening. I pray tonight to God that you would word our mouths to rightly divide the word of God and to give the gospel in its fullness. Help us, Lord God, to submit to your spirit that we may be used tonight accordingly as the spirit will. So, Lord, we pray that tonight by your spirit that you will release some revelation, some understanding, some wisdom. And Lord God, help us to obtain knowledge. Father, we're so grateful that, Lord God, that as we have laid this petition before you, that you are faithful to honoring the petition. So we're so grateful tonight. Lord God, glory to God for what you're doing in our lives personally, and for what you're doing in the lives of our families. So, Lord God, this day, we thank you for Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for blessing us to get on here. And we thank you for the surrounding countries that is tuned in to this broadcast. And so, Lord God, we are humbled that you have chosen us to deliver your message as well as others in your vineyard, to deliver the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, Lord God, today we plead the blood of Jesus over our spirit, soul, and body, that you will cover us from the top of our head to the very sole of our feet. We plead the blood of Jesus against the works of Satan, every hindering spirit that the devil has sent forth to hinder us on this broadcast. We come against every works of Satan to cause us to be lifted in pride, to discourage us in hope. But Lord God, we know that you are our hope. You are the author and finisher of our faith. And we are so grateful to be serving the true and living God as yourself. Lord God, we ask today that you remember your missionaries and to overseas and go into other countries where there are potential danger. And Lord God, that you will preserve and keep them and strengthen them to carry your gospel and to preach and teach it to those who are willing to hear. I pray today, Lord, even in this country, the ears that are willing to be taught, that you will cause them to come forward, and those who are willing to teach the ears, who are willing to be taught, let them do likewise, Lord. and cause them to come together in Jesus' name for the purpose of glory of God. Bless, Lord, today the preachers and the pulpits whose heart is for you and who desire to carry out your will, who are saying that they need your anointing to preach to the people. Bless them with your anointing, Lord. And the teachers and the Sunday schools and in the Bible studies through the week, Lord God, I ask that you would bless them likewise to deliver the message of the gospel and to teach it, Lord God, according to the leading of your spirit. Let it be so, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And Lord God, show your mighty hand in this last hour. Show your hand to this nation who have become lifted in pride. Lord God, show her that you are the true and living God. And we want to thank you today, Lord God, for blessing your people financially who have been doing according to your word. And you told us to sow seed. Lord God, I'm grateful today for you being a keeper of your word, that as we sow seed, you will bless us financially, not just to feed upon ourselves, but Lord God, that we may continue to sow seed to those who stand in need. Father, in the name of Jesus, expand us to even helping others with our seed sowing. Give to your people as they lay their petition before you for direction on where to sow seed. Lord God, let your spirit speak unto them. For your word said he would speak whatsoever he hear from you. And Lord God, let him speak the word of direction to your people, the way they should go, and where they should sow seed. Lord God, that you may continue to bless them, and not only concerning their needs, but to help with the needs of others. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the living God. You're so worthy, Lord, to be praised and to be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God once again for such a day as this and such an opportunity once again to go into the Word of God. And I think that many of us fail to understand how very precious and important it is now that we have the freedom right now to even declare the word of God in the streets. But the time is going to come where your faith is going to be tried, even from a simple task as to speaking the word of God in the streets. Let us remember our brothers and sisters in other countries who are facing the highest level of persecution because of the faith. Keep them in our prayers, and as well pray for ourselves, that we may be ready and prepared for what is about to come this way. And I know that many people don't think that it can happen in such a place as United States, but just wait and see, because the eye opener is coming. And whether we realize or not, many groups are dealing with going to the Supreme Court even at this time to try to put a stop to the Christians spreading the gospel. Many of us fail to see how critical a time and hour this is. It is very critical, okay, time right now. The Apostle Paul called it the evil day. And this is an evil day, people, for we seeing that sin is waxed worse and worse, and more people have even no respect for themselves. And they're doing so many sinful, abominable acts in open with no shame. Amen. Especially here in this nation. For we do not understand how that America is a choice land above all lands. And she's going to be Zion when she's cleansed. Rest assured, God is going to cleanse this nation. America has become corrupted. She has accepted the serving of other gods idols, and all type of abominable works, because she goes by the title, we are the land of the free and of the brave. Rest assured, people, that as long as you, I'm telling you, that you're standing and proclaiming to be a Christian, your faith is going to be tested. And we're going to see some things that is going to come about here in this nation that many of us is going to be shocked to see. Like I said, you may be hearing somewhat news from these other countries, what's going on there and the stuff they're doing. And you're going, oh, that's so awful, that's so bad, which it is. But in your mind, not picturing that it could happen here. And that's why I say to you, as professing believers, get your heart prepared for the things that are about to come. And the only way you can do this, you have to have a consecrated time with the Lord Jesus. No man can do what Jesus can do for you, okay? And it is time now to have that consecrated time. Glory to God, that you must give unto the Lord. Amen. And I'm seeing the days. I'm looking at the times right now. And I'm looking at what's happening among the body of Christ. Now, my brother, Brother Robert, and I have been doing the broadcast, and we're getting ready to soon go into the meat of the order, so to speak, what we're going to go through. And we're going to speak on what happened to the early church. And many people have had the question, if we all serving the same God, why is there so many different churches? And it's sad to say that some of the ministers who have been addressed with these questions, instead of them answering it, they have dibbled and dabbed around it. And I admit some of them may have done it because they don't know themselves. And then others have done it because simply they just don't want to talk about what really happened. Because so many different churches wants you to believe that the church that Christ first established never was overthrown. And they want you to think that it continued on with them. Just like the Roman Catholic Church wants you to believe that the church continued on with them. But we must understand that Christ didn't set up a church who would try to keep people from reading or studying the word of God for themselves. He has not set up a church that says that you just accept what we say and what we read. You don't read it. Christ didn't set up nothing of that nature. Amen. He didn't do that. So many of them have you to believe that the church continue on with them. But that didn't happen. We're going to get into that. Amen. But I want to reiterate something again when we get ready to get into that, which may be within a week or so, the way it's winding down. I want to thank God for those of you who have been praying for us, even as we have been starting on this series. I do believe that perhaps some of you know the deep things we're about to enter. And you know that we need all the prayers of the saints that we can get. Because once again, this is something that Satan does not want to be brought up. He doesn't want this thing to be talked about. And sad to say, for years, as the body of Christ in general accommodated him by keeping it silent and hush-hush. And we have led many to think that since we, quote, all are serving the same God, that everything's okay. When they themselves see, many people see, the such division and separation in the body of Christ. There is no way beloved, that when the greatest havoc yet to come and the main Antichrist arise, that we can survive being in the condition like we are. Amen. Because it would not take Satan much to get us at one another's throat. Because all he has to do is whisper to each one of our ears and say, you know, you are of a such and such church. You don't believe that. You know, y'all don't believe that. That's their belief. And so he will have us growling and barking at one another. But I thank God for the word of the Lord. And I thank God for the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as many of you that have heard and listened to us on the broadcast, you notice that we always uplift the work. We don't uplift the church we belong to, okay? You got many people there uplifting their churches. And they're saying that we're the ones. And you got to come this way. And if you don't come and become a member of this church, you ain't going to make it. They don't uplift the work. They uplift the church. And this is why even water baptism is put in such a high place, higher than what it should be. Because you have many who center on uplifting their church they belong to instead of the work of the Lord. Here on Blog Talk Radio, we uplift the work of the Lord, the work of the Lord Jesus Christ in these last days. Amen. We uplift his work. And he is doing the work in these last days. And some of you, under the sound of my voice, may have become discouraged because of the things that you have been seeing. And you're wondering, what is God doing? Now, I can understand where you come from with that, because there have been personal things in my life that I have said the same thing. Lord, what are you doing? Because it looks like to us he's not moving. But I want you to understand he is. And this is why we have to give this work, this work of restoration, and talk about it and give this message to the people. Because there are people out there who seem like they just about gave up, because they said, Lord, where are you? What are you doing? God has have us to tell them that God is doing the work. He's here. He's doing the work of restitution and restoration. Glory be to God. Now, let me pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother. God bless all of you who are listening. It is great to be among the people of God. Amen.
Amen.
How you doing, brother?
Blessing the Lord, brother. Thank God for another blessed day in Christ. And thank God for another golden opportunity to share the word of God again with the people. As we wait for my brother to come on, we thank God for what the Lord is doing. And I'm just sharing with the people as we, Brother Robert and myself, are coming, I say, maybe within a week of getting into the heart to deliver in the message concerning the falling away. And so I'm grateful for the prayers of the saints on our behalf, because once again, this is something that Satan does not want us to speak on. So I'm very grateful, brother. Very grateful. And good to hear from you, brother. Amen. Good to hear from you.
Amen, praise brother. To God. I heard you guys had a certain one, Brother Kevin Bruce, on the other day.
Yes, sir. 2 days, brother. 2 days. Yesterday and Tuesday.
Amen.
We thank God for the brother he was on last night. I know that for the past couple weeks he's been joining us on a Tuesday, but this week he came on Tuesday and Thursday. So, and actually, he was finna come on last week. I'm trying to think of one other day, but and actually, first time I seen this in a while, he actually tried about four or five times. I see it. He was trying to get on, and it just kept dropping him. You know, I ain't seen a person do that many times and kept getting dropped. I said, yeah, the devil didn't want him to get on here. I guess the devil said, man, this is bad enough when two of y'all hitting me. Man, got to get another one. You know, so, amen. So, glory be to God. And, you know, brother, I told the people here and just giving them a warning that the time is now to get prepared for the things that are about to come. And glory, to get ready. And that has to come through a submitted consecration to the Lord. Each one of us is going to have to make a decision on making a personal consecration to God in order to survive what is to come, you know. And it's going to be a personal test, and it's going to be a corporate test. There are going to be families who are going to be tested together. There are going to be individuals who will be tested. Either way it go, we have to go on a personal consecration before the Lord. So, brother, how is your weather there?
Oh, man, it's apocalyptic-like, if I could say such a thing. Can you believe it's been 70 degrees, and we have that for another 3 days maybe here in Chicago, and it's November, so I'm not used to this. I'm used to it being cold by now, getting, you know, ready and preparing us for the good winter snow that we receive every year. But I don't know. I can't place my finger on it. Maybe just signs of the time, brother. You know, signs of the time.
Well, I got to admit, brother, you did get me by saying 70 and Chicago at this time. So you didn't get me there. I got to admit, I wanted to ask you, were you sure that's where you at, or have you moved somewhere else? But you just let me know it was Chicago. Ain't no need to be asking such a question as that. And we have such and such things that are going on here in this nation. And, brother, we was talking the other night about the Holy Spirit, and we was talking about the Holy Spirit position as a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And glory to God. And he told us that, you know, we have the anointing that abideth in us, and we needeth no man to teach it. We have the Holy Ghost, and he said he would teach us all things. And so that tells us that the Holy Ghost wants us to be taught. Now, if we were to develop the same care for one another as God had for us in seeing people being taught, and that problem ranges from the pulpits to the pews, because you have some in the pulpits who don't care if people are being taught the word. So therefore, they make no great effort to teach the word. You got some pastors in these churches that don't even do Sunday school. They assign someone else to do the Sunday school. In fact, many times they're not even there at the church service themselves. They're at another, quote, church, okay? And, brother, I see more and more what happens from the lack of teaching, what happens with people. And God will give you even a natural example to show you. And we have had this thing on my job where I worked at now. And I've been there 20 years. And the lack of teaching have gotten worse. And it has gotten to a point where even when people are being hired, others have been assigned to train them. They're also being assigned to do 3 or 4 different jobs at one time and train the person. Now, we know that's not happening, okay? If I'm assigned to train Brother Emmanuel, I have to be assigned to train him to the best of my ability and to be focused that he learn what he needs to know. If you're giving me 4 or 5 other assignments at the same time and try to train Brother Emmanuel, then he's going to hurt in the long run and many times in the short run. And so we find this in the churches, brother, that the real concern for teaching is only among a few. Only among a few, I have to say. It's sad. And some people even think, brother, they don't have to be taught. They say, well, long as I got the Lord. Well, you're going to find out where the lacking of teaching hurts. Amen. That's what we're going to find out. Glory to God. So what do you think about it, brother?
You know, brothers, ironic that you mentioned that in my creation time with the Lord, I was asking God what he wants me to do and how can I maximize my life here on earth in this capacity. Because we're all here, and at some point we all won't be here. And I've been saying this on Facebook, and I've been texting this. You know, what we do for God here will determine, you know, our reward in the next life. You know, when we leave here, this is not our home. We are sojourners here on earth. We belong to a different kingdom. And I started asking God all these questions. Why can't we send a word and speak a word and someone get healed of cancer or diabetes or specifically this pandemic? Why are so many of our people dying? And why we don't see the miraculous healing manifested and put on display as it was during Bible days? And as sure as I'm talking to you, I got a word from the Lord in my spirit. And the word of the Lord told me that there aren't many who have dedicated themselves to me and to my word in such a way that would allow them for me to work through them and show that power. And my question then was like, well, what, God, what does it require? What do those requirements look like? Show me what they look like. And it was very simplistic how God broke it down to me. He said, what is the thing that you love to do the most? Well, you know, being truthful, I'm not going to lie to the Lord. I said, Lord, you already know what I like to do. I like to watch sports, watch basketball, and I like to eat. And he said, well, there you go. There's your answer. He said, when you like seeking me and searching the word and praying more than you like eating and more than you like watching TV, then you begin to see some of those things manifest. And that's just me personally. I personalize it. And so I started saying, well, Lord, I'm not even going to pretend like all of a sudden I'm going to be this super prophet. But I tell you what, I'm going to do what I can. I'm going to put messages out on Facebook. I'm going to text people. I'm going to engage the people of God. I'm going to help as many people as I can. And I'm going to draw closer to you and seek your face as much as I can, the more. And so that's what I recommend to people. In this last day, if you want to see the incredible power of God at work in the physical, you got to do something that a lot of us aren't willing to do. Replace what we love to do, what we feel like we need to do, the things we are obsessed about doing, replace that with seeking God, and then we'll be able to see it.
Amen. I agree with you, brother, wholeheartedly. Each one of us individually, and if you're truly getting along with God, is dealing with you, you know, in some area of your life, especially in the area of consecration and in the area of giving ourselves more to Him. I see that without Him, we can't make it. And God wants us to overcome. You know, it's not a matter of whether He wants us to come through. He does. But I had, as of late, been getting even what I call a little taste of something that has come up where you have to continue to make your stand as a soldier in Christ. Hallelujah. You know, brother, you know, the Lord, when He teaches you, you know, when He said in the scriptures, endure hardness as a good soldier. And you hear many times, many of us as Christians, we say, hey, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I think that sometimes we really haven't even listened to ourselves, because we're told to endure hardness as a good soldier. And it's a faith fight that we're in. And it's a faith fight to even continually praise God. And I've seen that in many areas we have struggled in the, quote, fight where we hadn't last long in the ring. You remember when Mike Tyson was young and he got in the ring, and you remember how he started off? Man, some people didn't even make it through the first round. Okay? Sure. They didn't even, man, sometimes I've seen them start the fight, go to a commercial and come back, it was over. Okay? You know? And comes to our standing against the enemy and standing on the praise of the Lord in the midst of a battle, many times we throw up our hands. And I often remember that, brother, because in the year 2000, I think that was 2004, 2005, and I've shared this testimony once before, how that scripture, what God said, endure hardness as a soldier, it had come to me. I had been having what I know today as being sinus infection headaches. And if anybody have had sinus infection headaches real bad, I thought migraines was bad. I thought migraines was the worst headache you can have. I really did think that, because I used to have them when I was, you know, in my teenage year. But a sinus infection headache, to me, is the worst headache you can ever have. Because at least with a migraine, you are hurt for a good while. Once it wear off, you so wore out, you go to sleep. With a sinus infection headache, you might get 30 minutes of sleep a night. And I didn't know what was going on because I've never encountered that type of headache before. And I remember that all in the middle of the night, I and God bless me, brother, to even go to work. I wouldn't get even a good hour of sleep for like almost a week. And my wife, in the middle of the night, she had to be up with me, and we walking around in the floor praying. I'm in pain. And, brother, one particular night, I just really got tied up, and I didn't even wake my wife up. And I remember I went in the kitchen in the house, and, brother, I was hurting so bad. The pain was so intense. And it's amazing how God would use natural things to bring about a spiritual point. And there was this movie I had seen years ago before that point. And I'm thinking it was called Sniper or something. But anyhow, this American guy, he was captured by the enemy. And when they got him, one of the things they did to torture him was they put his fingers in some kind of channel, some kind of things, and they would squeeze it. I mean, you know, if you ever had all your fingers squeezed together, you know, but squeezed it. And what they were doing, they were trying to get the secrets out of. And I noticed something he kept doing. He kept singing the American song. And the more they squeezed his hand, the more, I mean, he was hurt. But he just kept singing that song. He battled and battled. He never did give the secrets up. And it's amazing how God brought that movie back to me and let me know, says, son, you're in the battle. And you're in the battle to continue to praise me. And so, brother, every time I start saying hallelujah, the pain hit harder. So I had to come harder. And it kept hitting. And it was like going back and forth, brother, for a good, I say, 40 minutes, maybe an hour. It may not have been that long. But, brother, it was an intense battle. And all of a sudden, I kept on singing praises to God. I was singing to him. This is why the midst of the pain hitting me. This was tremendous pain. And all of a sudden, brother, I felt it. I felt the break. Pop. Brother, you talking about, man, my God. I felt the break, and it's like a rush of strength just hit me. And, brother, that pain left me like it just took off. I stood straight up in front of the chair I was leaning on, and I said, my God. Glory to God. Even why he showed me, even why the enemy was coming with that pain, I had to continue to persevere praising God. It was a battle, okay? See, some of this stuff we're encountering, what is happening, we're giving up too fast. We're giving up too fast. We really hadn't comprehended even the stuff that we say ourselves. When we say, well, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I think sometimes, brother, we don't even listen to what we be saying ourselves. And when God let us know that we are in a faith fight, many times I don't think it really register on us what he's saying. And so that's why so many times when the fight comes, we don't last long. Because we figure that, hey, if I praise the Lord for a good 7 to 10 minutes, it should be over with. Okay? It should be done. Okay? Now, I'm not here to give glory to the enemy, but your enemy is cunning. Okay? And all he wants to do is break us. And so we have to stay more in the consecration with the Lord so we can operate in that longevity. And so we can do that. I thank God for that lesson, okay? Thank him for that lesson. Because, brother, I'm going to be honest with you. We tried, I mean, I was taking stuff. Man, I was praying. rebuking the devil. It looked like nothing was, and this happened for like a whole week. And when I mean I couldn't even get, the longest I probably slept maybe was 40 or 45 minutes in a night. And I kept praying, Lord, what is this thing? What is it? What is it? And that last night, glory to God, it's like I just got to a point, I said, I'm going to praise God no matter how this pain hit me. And, brother, I ain't going to tell you the story. I was praising God, and I was shaking at the same time. Because, I mean, I'm not here to uplift pain, but I'm here to tell you, it was hitting me. But it's like I was hitting back. It's like we was in the two boxers in the ring. One punch, the other punch back. And it kept going back and forth. And I knew that at some point, something had to break. I just didn't want it to be me, okay? Hallelujah. And this is where the Holy Ghost will help you at. The Holy Ghost will help you and give you that, you know, that rhema word, that personal word at that moment. And God, he brought that movie back to me. And when he brought that movie back to show me how that man, even with his finger getting crushed, still was, I mean, he was in pain, he was shaking, he was hurting, but he was just singing the American song, kept singing it. And they couldn't break him. They couldn't get the secrets from him. And God's letting me know, son, that's where you got to persevere. You persevere, you got the victory. You're going to come through it. You persevere. I'm with you. Okay? But see, brother, we give up too quick. And like I said, when I say we, I include myself on many occasions, giving up too fast. We say a couple hallelujahs, and that's it. That's why some of us, when we come to service, we come sick and we leave sick. Because we come in there, some of us expect hands to be laid on us all the time. You don't have to have hands laid on you all the time for healing, okay? You can get healed in praise and worship service. So therefore, we come with our lip poked out and mad to service, and then the minister try to get you to praise God, and you throw a little hallelujah up in the air, and that's it. And so you're still in the same condition, okay? And the thing about it, brother, we are in a faith fight. And we are in a faith fight, brother, to a point where it can't be no more just, oh, Lord, I need a car. Give me a car. Give me a house. God bless you, Lord. Thank you, God. And get up and walk off. It got to be some prayer. Now, when you get finished talking to God, you got to sit there. You got to sit there and listen for the move of the Spirit. And see, we give the prayers, and we say, oh, Lord, we thank you. And then we get up off our knees, and we go on by our business. And we fail to understand that many times God wants to say something right then, but we don't make ourselves available. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory. Sister Holy Ghost, thank you, Lord. The presence of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, brother, we are in a faith fight. We are in a faith fight. Hallelujah. Yeah. And we need to, and I have prayed the Lord, send me to the people. You know, brother, there's people out there who wants to learn the word. Who wants to learn the word. Who wants to be taught. And that's been one of my prayers. Lord, send me to them. You know, I look in the word of the Lord. You know, the word of the Lord lists specifically some places in there, which I'm going to be honest with you. Since I've been in the church, I really just ain't heard nobody talk about the place. Like, you know, maybe one of them, they said a little something. But, you know, where there was any locals there, where was, you know, I didn't really hear no talk on it. And one thing we know about God, he is not a vain-speaking God. He just don't call up a place specifically for nothing. It's a purpose there, okay? You know, when he called these places specifically in the messages and told the people, say, go do some work there, go do missionary work there, okay? When he called these places, and I'm talking about here in the good USA, too, he called these places for us to go there, there's a purpose, okay? And there are people out there who is hungry for the word, who wants to be taught the word. So that's one of the things in my prayer, is that, Lord, send me to the people, okay? Hallelujah. Send me to the people. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Where's our sisters at? God bless your sisters. Brother Nate and Brother Emmanuel Murphy here on the Blog Talk Radio. We call out our sisters. Oh, hey, where you at? Now, Brother Lee hadn't come on. And many times, I come to understand this. If Brother Lee is not on, it's something that came up. Okay? So rest assured. I don't know what it is, but it's something. If something came up, if this is Friday, Saturday, heart to heart, and if my brother is not on here on Friday or Saturday, especially now, since now we have had, 40-some minutes to go by, it's something that came up, okay? So I gotta say that by my brother here. I mean, if I was a supervisor on a job you're coming to, I know if he didn't show up for work, it's something that came up, okay? So,
yeah.
Amen.
Well, we're gonna represent the best way we know how on behalf of our dear brother.
Amen.
You know, I was doing a little research on brother, and you know, I found out that the brother's gonna be 80 years old coming up here.
Yeah, and I thought about that, and I thank God for blessing the brother with his health and being, you know, being able to move around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people, you know, brother, and now as you mentioned it, I was talking to some guy at work today, and, you know, I can tell in his voice, you know, people think when you get a certain age, you just done for. They'll tell you in a minute. Oh, he said, but he's 75. I mean, like, okay, what? Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, people just, they got this mentality that you're done for, okay? And I told the guy, I said, man, I've seen people that age. He was talking about someone else who at that time was, I think they said was 80. I think he said, but she's 80, 85. I said, well, he said, well, she still get around good. I said, that's good. I said, good. But, you know, he kind of made it like, you know, the way he sounded, like, you know, yeah, that should be it. No. Hey, man, brother, you right. I had thought about that, too. Yeah, brother.
We talking about nearly 50-something years in ministry.
Wow.
Think about that. Almost 60 years in ministry. Come on now. I think the brother said he started when he was in his 20s.
Yeah, so you're looking at me, yeah.
So, I love our dear brother, and, you know, a lot of things that preachers are saying now, well, Brother Lee has been saying for 30, 40 years.
Yeah, yeah.
he's been preaching longer than I've been alive.
The brother, I give it to the brother. He, you know, I don't like to use the word style, but the way that, you know, because when I first met him, and the brother is straight. He's straight at you, you know, what he talk about. And he was, he would be talking to me, especially when he started calling me apostle. I said, no, yeah, I went with that for a while. What I mean went with it, I didn't say nothing to him. I just kept thinking in my mind, man, why is he calling me an apostle? You know, and he did it for a while. And then one day I just built up the nerve, brother. I said, wait a minute now. I'm finna ask him this now. I asked him when we get, you know, it's like when we get ready to get off the phone or get ready to get on the phone. All right, apostle, you gonna? And I said, man, why do you keep coming to me? You know, and so I built up the nerve one day. I said, no, I'm finna ask him. What do you get? And when we were getting out of the phone, he said, okay, apostle, you. I said, wait a minute now. said, why you keep calling me an apostle? I'm not no apostle. Well, I seen, and he started naming me and one or two other guys I seen, and God's going to make you. And I'm like, now, brother, when he said that, I really didn't know how to react to that. And
You probably wanted to run.
I didn't know how to react, brother. I think I just got quiet. I just said, oh, okay. I ain't said nothing else. But it's amazing when he starts saying it to me, a little bit before he starts saying it, in fact, probably some months or a year before that, the very first person that said it to me was a woman. And she told me, said, Brother Nathaniel, I saw in a dream God called you to be an apostle. And brother, my reaction was the same way. I didn't know what to say. I just sat there. And here go months later, and I know Brother Lee and this sister didn't talk. Here come Brother Lee with some, okay, apostle. I said, man, wait a minute now. Man, keep calling me. And for a while I went with it, I ain't say nothing. I just, like I said, I just built up the nerve one day. I said, okay, wait a minute. I said, brother, listen, why you keep calling me an apostle? Well, brother, I saw you and you named a couple of people. I said, oh, okay, like that. I said, all right. He said, yo, apostle. And he kept on with it. I mean, he, even after I asked him, he ain't stopped. You know, he kept on with it. And I said, okay, brother. All right, man. And, you know. But, you know, I appreciate the brother. I do. I appreciate the brother. You know, I told him one time, God used a hard head to work with a hard head. I said, hey, I can't say too much. I mean, you know, but I do really appreciate, you know, all to the brother. He has been a blessing to the body of Christ.
Yeah.
You know, I really have seen that. And know that some of the things he spoke on, people didn't understand, but yeah.
Well, you know, even in this wonderful age that he is and about to become, he is still running a race. I mean, he is leaving no stone unturned, and he is doing Facebook Lives, and he is posting to social media, and he's, you know, still teaching. And I find myself in this dispensation of time trying to uncover or decide what is the best course of or strategy to witness about the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news. And I started asking myself this question before I started posting the question. How many people have I told about Jesus today? And when we stand before God, if he asked us that question, what would be our answer? We can't say, well, Lord, you know, I worked that day. You know, I did a little overtime that day, Lord. Or, Lord, I was a little upset that day at my husband or my wife, and I wasn't in the right spirit to witness, Lord. I guess we could all sort of find an excuse as to why we stop praying or stop seeking God's word or stop witnessing or sharing the good news. But none of it is going to fly.
Yeah, that's true.
And so that's why I pose that question. We are in a day and a time where healthy people are dropping dead, never mind sick people. We have got to get this word out. We have got to share the gospel. We have to preach as a scripture, and it eludes me right now, where it says, after then, or after that, Jesus began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Sounded familiar because I thought I heard John the Baptist preach the same thing.
Yeah.
And so if we're going to pattern our work to the Savior, Jesus Christ, we should be telling people. It seems like, brother, why are we afraid to tell people to repent today?
Not a popular message, brother. Not a popular message. There's some, you know, it's amazing that you asked that question because, you know, for example, some won't tell it because they're looking at where they could be hurt in their status. Some people like to be popular. And repentance is not a popular message. Okay, it's not a message. It's a message that calls people to turn away from that which is sin, to have a change of mind about it, to express some regret. And when you get to the specifics, because now you notice that the phrase "you can't judge me" is just flying. It's flying in the air, just buzzing all around like butterflies, okay? That you even got Christians, some Christians uniting with sinners, you know, coming up with songs. I don't know if you heard Kiki shared a song she got with the rapper. Her name is Missy Elliott. Well,
Missy,
you know,
Elliott?
The song that you can't, yeah, you know, the song she came out with, that song, I think last year, she said, "You can't judge me." She even did a video to it. And I saw the song on the YouTube and I listened to it. And, because one of their lyrics said, "Don't judge me by the songs I sing," and all this stuff. Really? Okay, so that repentance is not a popular message. And we're afraid because, number one, we're afraid of losing our popularity status. Number two, some of us are afraid of losing, quote, financial status. Okay? You know, hey, you see Deacon Joe, he putting $200 in the plate every Sunday. You come to service. And you know Deacon Joe, he likes to get real tipsy-turvy, and he likes to get drunk. And so, you know, if you tell Deacon Jones, say, "Look, Deacon Jones, you professing Christ as your Savior, you got to turn away from that," then you scared Deacon Jones going to have an attitude with you and get mad. And when you look up this Sunday, expecting Deacon Jones to come up through the door, you don't see him. And the next Sunday, and the next Sunday, and the next Sunday. And when you do see Deacon Jones, he down the street at the other church, coming out in his suit, looking at you, and then turning his head. So, you know, by it not being, and that's the thing, brother, we looking at popularity. Many of us is looking at popularity, okay? And some of your big-time televangelists, brother, it's beneath them to go back to a storefront and preach. It's beneath them, okay? That's why if you got a storefront, quote, church, and you want to get them, man, they charging you bukus of money. I mean, you got to pay for them coming, hotel rooms they stay in, even a little, quote, entourage they bring with them. It's just ridiculous, okay? So we're afraid, brother, because, once again, like I said, we don't want to lose our status. Our status is more important.
But you know, brother, what I've seen God do, and I've spoken to some other ministers, and we've talked about this on Monday night's broadcast. What we've seen God do is to eliminate all the excuses during this pandemic. Well,
yeah.
We worried about how many people coming into the church paying their tithes. Well, you know what? Now you can't go to church.
Yeah.
So what's the excuse now?
Right.
They stopped us and locked us down, said we can't go to church.
Yeah.
But you still have your smart device.
Yeah.
You know, you can still get on social media. You can still witness to somebody. Now, remember, it wasn't too long ago you said, brother, even when we first started this broadcast, you said, don't get comfortable on this broadcast because this is nice and all, but this doesn't replace that foot to the pavement.
Yeah.
It doesn't replace going out live and witnessing person to person out on the street. Okay, yes, you have to wear your mask, but does that stop you from preaching? Does it stop you from sharing
nope.
something with someone you come in contact with? And we're not going to be able to use the excuse that there was a pandemic to God.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I agree, brother. Like you said, he has taken away excuses. And he has exposed and shown words that we have said that, like I said, to the point, I think that many times we don't pay attention or put no thought into what we said. You know, when we have told people, the Lord is going to send the people this way. You watch, he's going to send the people this way. And when this hit, and like you said, they got us and locked down, we can't meet per se. Well, my question to the people is that when we were saying God's going to send the people this way, my question is, at what time did we think he was going to send them? When the sun going to be shining? In fact, if you want to look for somebody to come and want to ask by the Lord, most of the time they're going to be in dire straits. Amen. They're going to be in some kind of trouble that they can't, quote, get themselves out of. You know, when you got people look like, quote, they getting whatever, they don't even think about it. Nothing about praising God and come see. But when they get in trouble, especially in some deep trouble, with some stuff here that they ain't got no answer for, they don't know what to do, then they come running. And so my question had been to the people, God, at what time did we think? And to this day, still ask this question, at what time do we think he going to send the people? Okay? I mean, it got to be a testing period, a period where their hands are tied, okay, and that it's nothing more they can do. You know, you hear people say, I'm tired, but they still go on their own way. I said, no, you ain't tired. Yes, I am. I'm tired. And I said, no, you ain't tired. I said, I'll be able to tell when you really get tired. When you really get tired, you just don't throw up your hands and say, hey, ain't nothing. Man, I'm just tired. I don't know what else to do. Ain't nothing else I can do. Okay? But when you hollering, I'm tired at the same time, you still trying to run through your own solution. I said, no, you ain't really, really tired yet. So like you said, brother, excuses. I see the Lord, you know, like you said, he's taking away excuses. And the church have to come out of hiding. We've been hiding for a good while. For years, we've been hiding. And we've been hiding on issues. Amen. Let me pass my sister on here. God bless you, sister.
God bless you, brother. God bless you. I was listening to the word go forth and thank God for you all. And thank God for the truthness of the word that goes forth over this broadcast. And as I was listening, I was just thinking, you know, the word, you know, even the broadcast title, that says, you know, it talked about Brother Eddie Lee and the handmaiden. And I was
right.
listening to you talk about, you know, what we say. So I was listening all along, and I said, well, let me click on, because I want to be true to the word, true to the word. And it, and the title says that the handmaidens was going to be on there. And I thank and I praise the Lord, because, you know, that has got really in my spirit now as to what you say you do. Or you do the best to your knowledge to try and do it, at least let the people know that you're not able to do it. So as the, you know, you was talking, the word was going forth, and thank God for the word. You know, I says, well, you know, it does say handmaiden, so let me click on, because that's what the word says. And I think and I praise the Lord that really now, you know, he's planted so much, you know, like in my spirit. I'm learning so much from the broadcast going forth. I thank God. I heard you all talking about, you know, Brother Lee, and I thank God for the brother and for his word and for him teaching the rawness of the word, the rawness. I thank God for it, because that word is really what's going to, the truthfulness of that word is what's going to help us to stand. It really is. And I thank and I praise the Lord, because, you know, also, you know, earlier talking about praising the Lord, you know, the Lord has also taught me to let me know when you praise the Lord, you know, it looses things in you. It looses things within you. And, you know, the word talks about the 10,000 times 10,000 that's standing at the, you know, at the gate to come in. You know, the Lord just let me know that, yeah, they are waiting. The ones that's in got to be prepared to receive them.
Right.
So when the ones that's already in are prepared, then the ones that are waiting will come. And the Lord, don't think the Lord is not blessing. I don't think I'm saying because they have not come in yet that the Lord is not blessing, because truly he is. He is blessing. The Lord is blessing, and he's saving. The one sister had a testimony how she received one single message, and she just laid hold on that one single message, and she believed it, and she got the women had brought together. It was a large group of women using that one message, and she said she was praying and asking the Lord after she got this group of women together, what was she going to teach them on? And the Lord just touched her and let her know on that message that you received. And it wasn't the book. It was one message. And I thank and I praise the Lord, because as his word goes forth, he is blessing. But you know what? Another thing, there's a place, and I read 91st Psalms every day. I read it every day. But, you know, there's a place that, you know, we need to be in. Because the Lord is true to his word, and his promise is for sure. And when he said his word will not go out and return unto him void, that is for sure. But, you know, we are the ones. We are the ones that gives up on our blessing, our healing, or even the promise, because we are standing in our own way. That's why we have to pray and ask the Lord to kill this flesh, that this flesh needs to die daily. Die daily to move
Amen.
It out of the way. And
I
thank and I praise the Lord. And, you know, I tried with everything within me to be true to God's word.
Amen.
And I thank God for you all, for the broadcast, because I am learning a lot. And I thank God, you know, I know a lot of people are suffering and going through different things during this this virus. But, you know, I thank God, and I will say that I don't stand alone. Through this virus, the Lord has blessed in so many ways. He has really blessed in so many ways. But your heart has to be open to receive, to receive. And I just want to thank God. Thank God for you all.
Amen. You know, sister, you know, as we was talking earlier, me and Brother Emmanuel, you know, we're in a faith fight, and I believe that as believers, it really hadn't
dawn on us that scripture. Because that's one of the things as of late the Lord had been dealing with me about. You know, we're in the faith fight.
Yeah.
And it's in the fight. It's a fight to stay in the faith. It's a fight to continually praise God when it seems like your feelings and emotions is running all over the place. We're in the faith fight. And many times into the fight, we give up so quick. We just stop praising God. We just feel like a few hallelujahs, and we're supposed to see the tidal wave from God. Well, we don't see the tidal wave from God after a few hallelujahs. We throw up both hands, which is something that the devil wants. Satan is defeated. Now, we know that. We know that Jesus defeated him. But has it really sinked into us that Satan is defeated? Because many times we don't treat the situation like that. And that's why our praise is short. Our worship is short. Our prayer is short. You know, it's real short. Because we don't realize the type of fight we're in. I want to welcome on Sister Helen. God bless you, Sister Helen.
God bless.
Good to hear from you, sister.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you good.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you.
Amen. God bless. Yeah, I was just listening in and thanking the Lord, you know, for the word that is going forth on tonight. You know, and it really is a great blessing, you know, to be able to be up under the word. And so, and I just truly thank the Lord, you know, for everything that have been spoken. And, you know, and even like Brother Nathaniel was saying earlier, you know, that how these are, you know, are trying times. And, you know, and that we're going to have to make sure, you know, that we able to stand, you know, in these last days. Say, like even families is going to be tried together and some individual. And, you know, and that we know that we have to put on that whole armor of Jesus Christ to be able to stand. And I was also reading a little story that Marilyn Hickey had wrote, you know, about her mom and her dad. And, you know, and she was talking about, you know, her brother and, you know, and how the Lord took, how her mother stood and interceded on the behalf of her brother, you know, because he had like this mental illness problem. And, you know, and she was praying that the Lord would bless him, that he will be able to understand and know that Jesus loves him, and you know, and that he will be saved. And she said her mom stood on that word until her son. He was 60 years old, and she was saying that. And when her mom was on her deathbed, that her son accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, and that we know. And I learned a lot from that, and that how we have to stand and proclaim, you know, salvation, you know, for our children and, you know, and for our family. And so, and I do thank the Lord, you know, tonight for his word that has went forth. Amen.
Thank the Lord. Yes, we are in a faith fight.
There's
no doubt about it.
What we need to realize, though, is that according to the scripture, we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Yeah. Not against flesh and blood. And that's where we need to realize this and be able to build our, not just our faith up. But we need to build up our faith. We need to be built up in the word. Because according to the scriptures that they overcame by the words of their testimony and the blood of the Lamb. And this is what we have to get down on the inside of us. And even though, you know, you having losses of loved ones all around you, but it's a reason that you're still here. And that's one thing that I've been, you know, really been praying on and praying for different people, because You know, you are still here. The Lord have given you another day, another opportunity, another chance, you know, and even through this coronavirus, the Lord let me know when this first came out, it's a grace period. It's a grace period. Mm-hmm. Now we have the chance to, you know, we could repent and get it right, because as of when this first came out, we are still here. We have another chance. We have an opportunity to dig down and plant that word and get in that faith, you know, because this is, like you said, it's a faith fight, and it is.
Yeah.
It is. But we have to realize, you know, who we are fighting and not fighting each other.
Yeah.
So that's what, you know, but we are, and the Lord is where he, I'm telling you, Jesus Christ is, he's saving, he's blessing, he's healing. I'm telling you, the Lord is working right along. He is working. Oh, it's up to us.
Yeah, the Lord is up.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely taking us through the, and we're going through the basic training, you know, like they do, you know, in the army. And, you know, some people thought that, you know, the walk would be a bed of roses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a walk that you can make it and have the victory because of Christ in you.
Amen.
But I tell anyone, that's why, you know, to praise man, you know, it doesn't make any sense to do, because I tell any man who thinks he's strong in himself to walk this way, I give you a day to walk it. You wouldn't make it on your own. You wouldn't make it at all. You know, and imagine if, is that a challenge to us? You can imagine how it was to Jesus when all the sins of man was put on him. Okay. You know, you can imagine that with him. So, you know, I look at this, and like I said, you know, God had been dealing with me about that lately, that, you know, this faith fight that we in, and to praise God, it's a continuous battle. Okay?
Yes, it is.
Because you have to, you know, and God talks to us about our flesh, he talks about the soul realm, and he tells us to take control of it. And see, now we starting to understand why more he tell us to do it. Because if you don't do it, it will hinder your faith. Okay?
Yes, it will.
If you don't take control of the flesh and the soulish realm, it'll hinder your faith. Okay? And this is why, you know, to me it's very dangerous when I come across people that say, I'm a very emotional person. That right there to me throws up a red flag, because if you rule by emotion, okay, you're going to be like a roller coaster, up and down, okay? And God looks for consistency out of his people when it's concerning the faith and the praising of him. He looks for consistency, okay? And this up and down roller coaster ride we're doing is not, you know, is not beneficial, okay? So we definitely have to keep that in mind. So what I want to do now is, Brother Manuel, if you would give my brother Manuel a final word, and then we'll go into a closing prayer.
Well, I'd just like to thank God for you and for the sisters coming on. You know, we're going to keep this thing rolling. You know, the broadcast has been a real blessing. The prayer line has been a real blessing. And the work of the Lord is more important than any one person or two people or group of people. It's precious, and it's necessary, especially in today's time. I get a lot of people asking questions about what's going on. I had a buddy of mine who I went to high school with, who went into the hospital for a routine physical, and they found a tumor on his spine. And then upon looking a little deeper, they found that he was on the verge of having an aneurysm, And so they had to do surgery on his brain. I was able to witness to him. This is why I don't have time to argue, to fuss, to fight. I'm going to humble myself before the mighty hand of God, and I'm going to do as much as I can for God as long as there's breath in my lungs, because there are people out here who are dying every day. And when it don't touch you, sometimes you become oblivious and desensitized to what's going on around you. But then when it touches you and you see the people around you passing away, you wonder, Lord, is there blood on my hands? But I've decided that I won't allow blood to be on my hands. And so I witnessed to that young man and I said, listen, I've been telling you that God has a calling on your life and you have to repent of your sins and change your ways. You've had enough fun. You know, that's what you're all about, the turn up. You're all about getting lit and all about, you know, doing this and doing that, drinking and smoking and partying and traveling and women. It's time out for that now. It's time for you to do a work for the Lord, because this is God telling you, I'm giving you one more chance. How many people can say they had a tumor on their back and an aneurysm that could have burst, and they're still here?
Amen.
So
amen.
I decided just to be obedient to God's word and to humble myself in all matters and continue to fight the good fight, and I'm encouraging others to do so as well. And I thank God for each and every one of you and all of our listeners. We're going to keep going with God's Word to Man broadcast until they take us off.
Amen. 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 Praise be to God. Thank God for the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Once again, the Lord God, you have blessed us this day and have given us your words, and that we have able to give it to those who are listening. We pray that whoever listens, Lord God, that your spirit would carry the word to their hearts, and Lord God, that it would bring them to you. Lord, we come before you as humble servants in your sight, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have opened such a door that enables us to give the gospel of Jesus Christ to the souls that are listening. We're grateful that you have enabled us to give the word of life to those who are standing in the shadow of death. You enable us to give the word of healing to those who are bound with sickness and disease. You have enabled us to give the word of faith to those who have been wrapped in doubt. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we're so grateful today for blessing us on this broadcast. And Lord, I pray that may you bless the sisters and my brother, Brother Emmanuel, and all that's on the broadcast and all that come on, Lord God, by the power of your spirit. And we thank you today, Lord God, for your blessed word. We pray for Brother Lee, who is not on tonight, but that, Lord God, we know that you're keeping him right now, wherever he may be, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we thank you. And we give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God for all of you that's been listening. Don't forget another Heart to Heart tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Look for the advertisement then. Also tomorrow from 6 to 6:30, me and my brother Robert Gross will be on for 30 minutes as we continue more on talking about the Holy Spirit upon. So, once again, for Brother Emmanuel Murphy, this is Brother Nate, Sister Teague, and Sister Anderson. We love you all. God bless you. God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Amen. God bless.